This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. New York City's Mayor Michael Bloomberg, a Republican, is nearing the end of his first year in office. He's had a number of difficult problems to deal with, including the aftermath of the terrorist attack that destroyed the World Trade Center. He says one of his biggest hopes, with Republicans now in control of Congress and the White House, is for an improving economy.
Our economy has slowed down because it had many, many good years, and these economic cycles always take place. Nothing goes straight up forever. You have to redress some of the imbalances that build up in boom years. At a more practical level, New York City needs some tort reform. We're getting absolutely devastated by court decisions, jury decisions that award people monies for pain and suffering that we just cannot afford. This past year, we spent roughly $560 million on settlements, and sometimes the city was culpable, but most times it was not. And we need the $20-odd billion that the president has promised and is, in all fairness, delivering to help rebuild Lower Manhattan.
There are reports food pantries and soup kitchens are being swamped there. How are you coping with rising unemployment?
Well, I think you can overstate that. It is true that demand at soup kitchens and food pantries is up, and so far most of those organizations are able to meet the needs. We've seen a doubling in the number of people that come in at night and need shelter. And we are keeping up with that and providing it. It's expensive, but as a compassionate society, I don't think anybody seriously suggests that we shouldn't do it. And having said that, our welfare rolls have been declining, and crime, which you would expect to go up when the economy slows down, has actually continued its historic and dramatic decrease.
What progress have you made with proposals for the site of the former World Trade Center?
We're going through what's a messy process that's called democracy, where lots of people give their ideas and try to find fault with others, and people are slowly moving from their perspective of being very close to having a little distance. It just takes time, and in the meantime, we are working very hard, actually constructing improvements and repairs to the mass transit system. That goes underground generally and is a prerequisite to everything else.
How would you describe your transition from the business world to politics?
Well, in many senses, government is more responsive to the CEO than the business world is, even though the reporters always think it's exactly the reverse. I think there is a lot in common. Basically, the main resource is people. There's a requirement for accountability. There's a need for good accounting. And you also need some luck in both places. So far, New York City's been very lucky. We had one terrible event on 9/11. And what we have to do is make sure that that doesn't stop us from making a better world for those that are living. At the same time, we do want to remember those that we lost.
You've proposed a bill to ban smoking in all New York City restaurants and bars. Do you have a problem with too many tourists?
All of the statistics show that bars and restaurants economically do better when you ban smoking. A very small percentage of the public, remember, does smoke. So, and in terms of percentage of tourism, it's even less. When Japan Airlines can ban smoking, anybody can ban smoking. In Europe, office buildings are banning smoking. What we have to focus on is that the workplace is not safe if somebody in the room is smoking. Secondhand smoke kills just as much as firsthand smoke. And what we're trying to do is to protect the workplace for all people that live in the city. Also, restaurateurs and bar owners, while they won't say it publicly, fundamentally would love to see smoking go away, as long as it goes away every place. And in New York City, we have not allowed smoking in work in offices for many years. Most restaurants don't allow smoking. What we're trying to do is expand it to some of the smaller ones and to bars.
You've been in office almost a year now. Have your goals for New York City changed?
No, I don't think so. Funny thing is, this morning I was thinking, what'll they write at the end of the year? I hope it's a favorable review for the first year, but what I've really done is put together the most amazing team of people that anybody's ever assembled, I think. And those are the people that are doing the job, the deputy mayors and advisors and press secretary and all of the different commissioners. My job as CEO is not to be any of them. It's to recruit them and protect them and make sure they work together, and I'm doing that.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure, Bob. See you.
Republican Michael Bloomberg is the mayor of New York City.